We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. We have made it. No, we have. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We'll be celebrating Independence Day. Gang, that is something I remind people of every single year, every time that somebody says to me, well, Jeff, have a happy 4th of July. I will. And I hope that your 11th of August is just wonderful. Huh? It's Independence Day. Now, I don't want you to be under any delusions, by the way, operating under any delusions. The idea that we are not acknowledging this as Independence Day is by design. There are a lot of people who don't want us to fully recognize, understand, or appreciate what Independence Day is all about. I don't know. I just feel compelled to share that. I'll tell you, I saw a little something from Derek Wilburn the other day relative to this as well, and I just felt compelled to bring Derek back to talk about a whole bunch of stuff because, well, frankly, he was willing to do it. I can't believe it. He's such a nice guy. Derek, I appreciate you being here, man.
My pleasure, Katz. I'm just snapping necks and cashing checks, baby.
Before I wish you a very happy 3rd of July, you want to explain to everybody why it's so damn important to realize we're talking about Independence Day, not just some tick off the calendar?
The 4th of July is not a holiday, neither is the 5th of July. Right. Independence Day is what gets celebrated, but we've all become conditioned to just stop acknowledging the holiday and start acknowledging the date, and it is a direct tie-in to these fools running around tearing down statues, tearing down monuments. These people do not believe in American exceptionalism, even though they don't know what that really is. They don't believe in it. They think that we are the problem, not the solution in the world. And the further we can get from the acknowledgement of this country's existence as the world's greatest superpower, the better. So one of the things they want to do is whitewash things like Memorial Day, Independence Day, what have you, and having us just running around saying Merry 25th of December.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm chuckling about it, but you know what, Derek? We're not too far off from that, are we?
We aren't, man, because they have taken control of the educational establishment and the people who run that deal. I mean, you can't go 20 minutes without reading some sort of a headline out of Harvard, Yale, the rest of the so-called elite schools about just how far and how totally they've been taken over by radical leftists. They present themselves very smoothly, very articulately, like Eric Holder, like Barack Obama. They don't come across as radicals, but they are. And they're pushing this stuff into our 19-year-olds, and they've been doing that for 30 years, meaning those 19-year-olds are now 49 and 59-year-olds too.
Yeah. Hey, I know that the other night you were on a panel, and you were talking about reparations. And this is one of those, it's a wonderful buzzword. It gets a lot of heads to whip around and go, oh, wait a minute now. What are we getting and who's giving it? And am I allowed to get a piece of this? Do you want to break that down in 2020?
I would not. I am a descendant of the slave trade. Both of my parents are black. All four of my grandparents, all eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats, which is as far back as I've ever taken it. And I, and people hate, black folks hate when I say this, I am a beneficiary of the slave trade. I am. Now, that's not to dismiss slavery. It was a horrible thing. No man should own another man. No one condones that. No one should. But I, as a result of the slave trade, was born in Illinois. And personally, I would rather be a upper lower class citizen of Illinois than a lower upper class citizen of Ethiopia any day. So this country doesn't owe me anything. In fact, if anything, it's the other way around. That's my personal feelings. Now, from a fiscal point of view, the root question is who pays who how much? And that question cannot be answered.
Well, now wait a minute. That's not what I heard, Derek. I mean, I'm listening to a lot of leading political minds like, well, Al Sharpton told me that we can figure this out. We need to pay people. So you're telling me the Reverend Al is wrong?
When's he ever been right? I tell you, we could do this for an hour, but I'll give you four or five off my top line. Okay, number one, where's the statute of limitations? So I am a descendant of slaves.
Right.
Therefore, so are my children, and so will be their children and their children's children too. So where does this end? Is it just the people who are alive today that can demonstrate that we were descended from slaves, but nobody else gets paid? How's that fair to my sons? So there's number one. Number two, where does the money come from? Well, the money comes from the U.S. Treasury, right? If we're going to pay this, it's going to come from the Treasury. Well, guess what? I'm a tax-paying citizen. I pay into the Treasury. Therefore, if I get a check from the government, that's not a payment. That's a refund, or at least a partial refund. So that doesn't make any sense on its surface. Number three, what about people who came to this country after slavery was abolished, both black and white?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're black and you came here from London, England in 1974, you shouldn't get any money. Or if your parents hit Ellis Island in 1913 from Milan, Italy, or wherever they came from, your parents came here prior or after the end of slavery, once emancipation had happened. So why should you be on the hook? And my fourth one, and I'll let it go after this one, is what about those people, the Caucasian Americans who fought on the Union side of the war?
Yeah.
So great-grandpa Earl gave his life fighting in a war to free people that he didn't even know, slaves in a state 1,000 miles away. He gave his life to end slavery in this country. And now you, the descendant of great-grandpa Earl, have to pay money on top of that? I think your family has already paid enough. So the whole thing is just unworkable.
Mm. Now, the only thing that I would offer an answer to, and again, I've been told that this is the answer. I think it was point number four you made. I think the answer to that, I've been told, is systemic racism. That explains why and how all of this should happen. Do you want to let me know where I'm reading that one wrong?
Well, yeah, the first question that I would ask such a person is, what is a systemic racism? What is it and where is it? And you and I have talked about this. So at the federal level, there were once systemic institutions at the federal level that one could legitimately say had racist underpinnings.
Yep.
So if you as a white guy and me, black guy, have the same income and go to a lender for a mortgage on the same house looking for the same amount of money, they would lend to you and not to me. We've squeezed all that stuff out at the federal level. There is no more discriminatory practices intentionally at the federal level. So therefore, if we're going to say there's systemic racism, where is it? It's at the local level. So if we're going to say there's systemic racism in Minneapolis, in Chicago, in Cleveland, in Baltimore, in Ferguson, if systemic racism exists there, then the obvious question that has to be asked is, who runs the system?
Right.
And I know Chicago very, very well. You have a 50-member city council, 49 Democrats, one independent. New York City has a 53-member city council. 47 Democrats, 4 independents, 1 Republican. I could go through every city in the country and it looks the exact same way. So if there is systemic racism at the local level, who runs the system?
You know, it's a great point. Derek Wilburn is joining us, and Derek Wilburn is involved in so many different things. The best place, I think, to go and read things that Derek has written, learn more about Derek, the Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives website. And we'll get those details out in a couple of seconds. You know, Derek, one of the things that we've heard here in Richmond, which, by the way, has a much smaller city council, although the political composition is identical to all the ones you mentioned. But we have not had, with the exception of one Republican, a mayor outside the Democrat Party in 100 years. Now, if anybody were setting up a system, it would be the folks who were in control for 100 years, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
So you would think. And I'm glad to say there is some awakening happening around the country. We're starting to see it happening in pockets, at least. Yeah. But the whole idea of, especially in black communities, look, we haven't had any Republicans. Now, some of that's the Republicans' fault.
Yep.
I don't just point the finger at the Democrats. Look, you're not going to get a vote that you don't ask for.
That's right.
And 40 years ago, the Republican Party said, we can't get those people to vote for us. Why waste the effort anyway? And now we're reaping the benefits. But if you go to inner city Baltimore or inner city Chicago, Detroit, Richmond, you take your pick. It's been run by the exact same people for my entire lifetime. Now, those people are driving Mercedes Benzes and new Cadillacs, and they live in 4,000 square foot homes, and they're doing fine. Elijah Cummings, rest in peace, he was doing fine. But everybody in his district is chasing rats out of their bedrooms at night. So at some point, what has to happen is these bubbleheads in the Republican Party have to get out of, break the cycle of having speeches where they go to Republican venues and talk to Republicans about being Republicans and go someplace where there hasn't been a Republican seen in 25 years and lay out their vision for what we can do if you will trust me with your vote, which Trump actually did in 2015 and 16,
yeah.
And he ended up sitting in the Oval Office.
You know, Derek, I listen to you, and make no mistake, I could listen to you all day. I mean, I love the passion and the insight, but there's a small part of me that says it's the same thing in the Jewish community. Everybody that is connected to me religiously is automatically a Democrat, and the Democrats know that. And the Democrats, as a party, have said, well, there's no reason for us not to be able to count on them. And the Republicans have looked at the Jewish community up until fairly recently and said, oh, well, those people are never going to vote for us. And the reason many of those people, and I include myself in the list of those people, is because you people never bothered to ask.
Exactly. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some people having a little bit of courage to get out there and get down at the street level and earn some votes one at a time. What the Republican Party wishes it had is a magic wand where you just wave it and poof, you change 14 million people's minds. That's not going to happen. But what we're doing, for instance, with our internship program is we've now sent 55 young black American students to work and live alongside Republicans and torn down that wall of separation. Well, that's the only way you can do it. One person, one spirit, one soul, one kitchen table, one household, one street, one neighborhood at a time. So we got 55 down, 9 million to go. That's how you have to do it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Derek. Not the math. I mean, the math confuses me because I went to Philadelphia public schools and didn't pay attention. But the internships, the POC, people of color internships, which, God, I love this program. I love everything about it. I know it's sort of on hold now, but for folks who want to support it, for folks who want to learn more about it, what's the best way for them to do that?
POCCinterns.com. POCCinterns.com. We are developing and cultivating relationships with our nation's HBCUs, and every year we recruit bright young college students. We get them when they're 19, 20 years old, and we say we're going to put you in an environment that you may not be accustomed to, and surround you with a bunch of Republicans, and you just figure it out. You work for a summer, you learn policy formation, we send them on tours, they have an incredible time. And then they come home and they tell their peers and they tell their friends in the sororities and the fraternities, you know, that wasn't so bad. Nobody burned a cross in my front yard. Nobody called me inward. Those are public. What we've been told about them our entire lives is one at a time, start turning them around.
Well, listen, we're gonna do our part, and part of it is easy because we're just gonna have you back to talk more the next time that you've got a couple of free moments. I want to wish you a very, very meaningful and happy Independence Day, and because I like you, I hope your 3rd of July and your 5th of July is also pretty good.
Man, I'm gonna eat, enjoy family, enjoy living in the greatest country that the face of the earth has ever known, regardless of skin color. This is the only place on planet Earth where you can be considered in poverty and have an automobile, air conditioning, heat, a refrigerator full of food, and if you can't afford those things, we'll pay for it for you because of the wealth this nation has been able to generate. There is nothing like the United States of America, and for these fools who are out there knocking down statues, every international airport in the country has one-way flights every day out of this country.
We love you, man. Thank you so much. God bless you. That is Derek Wilburn, and Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives is the main website that I would send you to, rmblackconservatives.com, rmblackconservatives.com. Derek is a brilliant guy, and it's just that simple. A brilliant guy with amazing insight, tremendous accomplishments, and he didn't mention it, but let me be one of the first to mention it. His son has just graduated from the United States Air Force Academy, and Derek shared with me a photo of that young man, and I got to tell you something. First of all, it brought tears to my eyes thinking about what a tremendous accomplishment it was, but it also spoke to me and said, that's exactly what America's about. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.